A state legislative committee heard from the Governor's Council on Homeland Security. The chair of that council, Wisconsin National Guard Adjutant General Al Wilkening, says the threat persists.
I have got to believe that as we take a look at what's going on worldwide, that we cannot let our guard down. I have been told by some who are responsible for threat assessments that we should be fully prepared.
Wilkening says Wisconsin is not regarded as at particular risk, but there is a lot to protect here. Administrator of Wisconsin Emergency Management, Ed Gleason, says although first responders are key, it goes beyond firefighters, police officers, and medics.
We need to make sure our water systems are not vulnerable. Our agricultural issues, you know, there's a lot of issues there. We have a, you know, $40 billion agricultural industry. We need to make sure that there's proper protective measures in place.
Wisconsin has been the recipient of $48 million in federal homeland security money. More is expected to come in. General Wilkening says it's hoped Wisconsin is chosen as one of the states to get funding for a unit called a civil support team.
It's a National Guard military team of people and equipment that would be used to deploy to a site where an event would occur. And they have the capability to go in very, very quickly, assess the environment. Are there toxins there? Are there explosives?
Another Defense Department-funded program is already underway in Wisconsin. It's called BioWatch. The DNR monitors air quality looking for anthrax or other biocontaminants. Samples from 9 secret sites in Wisconsin are tested daily. And to understand the potential risks to preparedness or response, statewide municipal water system vulnerability assessments are expected to be complete by next summer. And a statewide survey is being done to evaluate emergency communications between responders, say between 2 different police agencies on the ground. Wilkening says once more federal money comes this way, some of it will be used to buy new equipment to allow better emergency communication. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.